بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: الدعاء سلاح المؤمن، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. Allah's beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says: ad-du'a'u silahul mu'mini. Du'a is the weapon of the believer. Dua is the weapon of the believer. Dua is the weapon of the one who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his Rabb. Who has totally submitted his will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who has become Allah's, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him this weapon. Now that you are mine, now that you have become mine, now that you have totally submitted your will to my will, I am giving you this weapon, use it whenever you are in need. Dua is the weapon of the believer. Dua is direct contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الدعاء ينفع مما نزل ومما لم ينزل، فعليكم عباد الله بالدعاء. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says that the dua benefits a person in removing that which has befallen him. So the calamity that has already come upon him, dua is that weapon which pushes away, which moves away, which removes that difficulty. وَمِمَّا لَمْ يَنْزِلْ. And dua prevents that calamity, that difficulty which has not yet descended, which has not yet come. So a calamity has befallen a person. What should he do now? He should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the medium of dua, supplication. And through this dua, he should remove this difficulty. He should solve this problem that he finds himself in. And if a person is free of problems, no calamity, no difficulty, no pain, no illness, then if he continually turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this weapon that Allah has granted him, dua, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this dua will safeguard him from any calamity, any problem reaching him. So through the means of dua, a person will be able to prevent calamities coming to him. And through the means of dua, a person will be able to remove the calamities that have befallen him. When a person supplicates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person makes dua, when a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking him for something, asking him to grant him something, or asking him to grant him refuge from something. Oh Allah, grant me this. Oh Allah, grant me this. Oh Allah, grant me that. Oh Allah, save me from this. Oh Allah, save me from that. He is directly asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do something for him. And is there anything in this world that is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do? It is for this reason the Salaf, the pious people, they always used to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they used to ask him to solve their problems. Because any solution that we see in this world for our problems, that solution can only become effective if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. So doctor is a solution for my illness. Medicine is a solution for my illness. Operation is a solution for my illness. Operation can only become successful. Medicine can only become successful. Doctor can only become successful in solving our problems if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the doctor, the medicine, the operation effective. Otherwise, the medicine that was helpful for everybody in the family, for some reason or other, could not cure one member of the family. Same medicine, same illness. The doctor who had operated 100,000 patients and 100% successful, comes the next patient, for some reason or other he becomes unsuccessful. The operation fails. So the asbab that we see around us, asbab, resources, means, we use those means and we resort to resources because it is the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us. That in this world, you use the resources, you use the means. So using the resources, using the means is not against tawakkul. It is part of tawakkul. Many people have a wrong notion of tawakkul. They feel that tawakkul means don't use the means, don't use the resources, and only rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to solve the problem, to remove the difficulty. I'm hungry. I will not use any means. I will not use any resources. And I will expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove my hunger. This is not tawakkul. Tawakkul is to look for food. Look for food. Try to acquire assistance from other members of the ummah if the need arises. Then eat food, consume food. But the belief should be that I'm looking for food. I will only be able to find food if Allah's help is with me. I know Muhammad is very, very generous. Ahmad is very generous. Daily he feeds dozens of people. But if I go to him and if I ask him for food, his heart will only incline towards me if Allah wishes. It is possible that if Allah does not wish, he may turn me down. I have been to this person 50 times before and he has never turned me down. And every time he says that, if you require my assistance at any time, please, don't hesitate. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his help is not with me, if he desires, he may turn me down the 51st time. Right from the time I began consuming solid food, it has been 50 years. Bread, chapati, rice, it has always removed my hunger. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not desire, I may eat 10 chapatis, I may eat 10 bowls of rice, and I will not feel satiated. This is tawakkul. That we use the means, but we do not trust in the means. We do not believe in the means that it is this mean or this resource that will fulfill my need, that will solve my problem. No. We use the resources because it is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we rely only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if Allah wills, this will happen. So using resources and using means is not against tawakkul. But to use means and believe that it is this means that will grant me success, that will solve my problem, that is against tawakkul. So our pious predecessors, the Salaf, whenever they found themselves in problems, what did they do? Remaining within the boundaries of Sharia, they used all the means possible, all the means that were available to them. But they trusted in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, and they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. And they said, oh Allah, you solve this problem. Because it is only you who can make, who can find the means for me, who can find the resources for me, and who can make the means and the resources effective for me. If I am unwell, if I am sick, and I don't know what the problem is, I may go looking for a doctor, and I may find the wrong doctor, so the means was wrong. I may end up with the wrong doctor, so the means was wrong. No, I have found the right doctor. After a thorough research, I have found the right doctor. But it is possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make him effective for my illness. It's possible that he may understand something else from my condition. He may not be able to diagnose my illness correctly. And if he diagnoses my illness correctly, it is possible that he may prescribe the wrong medicine for me. Once in a while we find cases where doctors prescribe wrong medicine. Do they prescribe wrong medicine intentionally? No. So we can understand from this that nothing is in the hands of the doctor. Because whatever is in the hands of the doctor is in the hands of Allah. Because the doctor is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His brain, his knowledge, his understanding, his intelligence, everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How alert he is when he is listening to the patient. How alert he is when he is looking in the case of the patient. It is not always the same. It varies. So there is a group of people who misunderstand tawakkul and they feel that no, tawakkul means only rely on Allah. No food, Allah will fill my belly. No drink, Allah will quench my thirst. No medicine, Allah will cure my illness. No operation, Allah will remove my illness. No lawyer, Allah will sort my matter out in the court. No, this is not tawakkul. This is not tawakkul. All the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, when we study their lives, we find that they used the means and the resources that were at their hands. If tawakkul meant leaving everything in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do nothing, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would not have traveled from Madina Munawwara to Badr with 313 Sahaba. There was no need for a battle. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not have traveled to Uhud. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not have traveled all the way to Makkah Mukarramah. To reconquer Makkah Mukarramah again. To liberate Makkah Mukarramah again. He would not have gone to Hunain. He would not have gone to Taif. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not have used medicine, would not have encouraged the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala li majmain to use medicine. So one group relies totally on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without understanding that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam had the highest degree of tawakkul despite that. They used resources and means. So this is sunnah. In this world, this is sunnah to use the resources. And there is another extreme that it is the doctor who will cure me. It is the medicine that will cure me. It is the food that will fill my belly. It is the water that will quench my thirst. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can quench my thirst with water and without water. This is tawakkul. So if water is at hand, I will use water because it is sunnah. And if I don't have water, if I find myself in a place where there is no water, and my life is in danger, the demand of tawakkul is that a person relies on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is Allah who quenches my thirst with water, and He is all powerful. He can quench my thirst without water too. So I was saying that any solution that we find to our problems, that solution can only become effective if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help is with us. If His wish, if His will is with us. He is so merciful, He is so merciful, He is so merciful that we totally rely on the resources, on the means. We don't turn to Him Despite that, he makes these resources effective and he solves our problems. Okay, fine. Our world is secured. But we get nothing in the hereafter. And if we put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will solve our problems and we will be rewarded for putting our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who makes our resources and means effective, then should we not always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ad-dua silahul mu'min. Dua is the weapon of the believer. And this is supposed to be the weapon of the believer, but it is the least used resource. It is the least used resource by the believers. We will look for this doctor, we will look for that doctor, we will phone this doctor, we will phone that doctor, we will go onto the internet, we will try to find details of the illness we are suffering from. But do we ever turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As soon as the news breaks that you are suffering from this illness, the first thing that should have happened is, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahul musta'an. Fasabrun jameel. Wallahul musta'an. And turn to Allah and say, Oh Allah. Grant me your assistance. Oh Allah, you help me. You help me. Bring khair and barakah out of the situation that I am in. And thereafter, relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will make these resources effective for me. And my intellect tells me, after consultation with the experts around me, with my well wishes, that this is the right route. I will take this route, but it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will be able to resolve my problem through this means. And if it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then one thing I need to do is to continually repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ghfirli, Allahumma ghfirli, Allahumma ghfirli, Allahumma ghfirli. Because due to my past sins, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unhappy with me, then He may not put the effectiveness in the resources that I am using. Or He may not guide me correctly. So I need to repent and make Allah happy. And thereafter I need to make sure that I adopt taqwa, so I do not do anything that makes Him unhappy. And number three, I need to continually beseech Him, Oh Allah help me, Oh Allah help me, Oh Allah help me, Oh Allah help me. If our yaqeen reaches that stage where we feel that through dua I directly get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I am talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most supreme, who is the most powerful, and who controls each and every item in this universe, then no problem will feel a problem. No problem will seem a problem. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, wa Nuhan idh nada min qablu, and Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, he called us. Wanuhan idnada, he called. Wanuhan idnada min qablu. Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam called me. What did we do? Fastajabna lahu. We answered his call. Allah says, Nuh called me and I answered his call. Wanasarnahu min al qawmi alladhina kadhabu bi ayatina. And I helped him against his people who had belied our verses, who had become my enemy and the enemy of my beloved Nabi Nuh. The commentators of the Quran have stated that many a time the people of Nuh alayhi salatu was salam used to stone him until he would get covered in stones. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved his life. They would stone him until he would get covered in stones. And they would think that now Nuh is dead. Rabbi inni da'awtu qawmi laylan wa nahara. He said, oh my Rabb, I called my people towards your deen and towards you day and night. This is Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after 950 years of effort. He did not become despondent for 950 years. Allahu Akbar. And after 950 years, he said, Rabbi inni da'utu qawmi laylan wa nahara, falam yaziduhum du'ai illa firara. But the more I call them towards your deen and towards you, the more they run away from me. وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ. And whenever I call them towards your forgiveness, جَعَلُوا أَصَابِيَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ. They put their fingers in their ears. They were making fun of me. They put their fingers in their ears. I was their well-wisher. My only aim was to save them from your punishment, from the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. And I wanted them to do those things which would attract your mercy and bring your forgiveness. But no. جَعَلُوا أَصَابِيَهُمْ. They put their fingers in their ears. وَاسْتَغْشَوْ ثِيَابَهُمْ. And they covered themselves with clothes. Again, making fun of me, that we are not paying any attention to you. وَأَسَرُّ وَاسْتَكْبَرُ اسْتِكْبَارًا. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. They behaved with Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam with complete haughtiness, arrogance and pride. For how many years? 950 years. But Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam remained calm, behaved with them with good morals. ثم إني دعوتهم جهارا ثم إني أعلنت لهم وأسررت لهم إسرارا. Openly I invited them, and secretly, one by one, I invited them. فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا. I said, seek forgiveness from your Rabb. He is all forgiving. And if you ask him for forgiveness, if you turn to him, if you accept Iman, ask him for forgiveness, he will forgive you and he will give you so many other things. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. But oh Allah, they did not listen to me. رَبِّ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرُ. Oh Allah, I am overpowered. My people have overpowered me. You help me now. رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا. Do not leave a single household of the non-believers, oh Allah. Enough is enough. Why? Because these people are so stubborn and they are so much bent on kufr that if you leave even a single household, that single household will go out of its way to lead other people astray. إِنَّكَ إِن تَذَرْهُمْ يُذِلُّ عِبَادَكَ وَلَا يَلِدُ إِلَّا فَاجِرًا كَفَّارًا. And the children they will give birth to, they will also be non-believers. So Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam called Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fastajabna lahu. وَنَسَرْنَاهُ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ. Allah accepted the prayer of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah accepted the call. Allah answered the call. And Allah destroyed them. Allah says, وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ. And remember Ayyub, when he also called his Rabb. وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah Akbar. Look at the adab of the Nabi. He did not say, oh Allah, remove this difficulty. He said, أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ. Difficulty has reached me. Sickness has reached me. And you are the most merciful. That is where he left you. أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. When in pain, when in a difficult situation, prostrate before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and read this dua of Ayyub alayhi salatu wassalam and feel the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And see the solution that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends immediately. Rabbi anni massani yadur wa anta arhamur rahim. He did not say, oh Allah, I have become sick, remove my sickness. I am in a difficult situation, remove my difficulty. No. Rabbi anni massani yadur. Oh Allah, dur, pain has reached me, difficulty has reached me. Wa anta arhamur rahim. And you are the most merciful. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ دُرْ. Allah says that we answered his call and we removed the difficulty and the illness that was with Ayyub. وَذَنُّونَ Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam إِذْ ذَهَمَ مُغَاذِبًا فَذَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. No, Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam, he called Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the darknesses. He found himself in the stomach of a very large fish. So the darkness of the fish, then the darkness of the ocean, and he called Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the night, the darkness of the night. From three darknesses he is calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Darkness of the night, darkness of the ocean, and the darkness of the fish. From the fish he is calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَنُّونَ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاذِبًا فَذَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. What did he say? لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْت. There is no one worthy of worship except you. There is no one who can help me except you. Subhanak. May you be glorified. You are pure of every fault. You can do anything. Inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. And I am but an insignificant servant of yours, full of faults. When compared with other humans, a Nabi is complete. But a Nabi is full of humility and humbleness. So he says, I am full of faults. Allah says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We answered his call. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ. And we saved him from the problem that he was in. We saved him from that pain and grief. And in another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ. If Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam did not turn to me and did not say La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin, lalabitha fi batnihi ila yawmi yub'athun. He would have remained in that condition until the day of Qiyamah. Nothing would have been able to save him. But we saved him from the grief, from the pain that he was in. And Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And in this manner, we save those people who believe in us. Because those people who believe in us, they will use the weapon that is given to them, the weapon of dua. So the mu'mineen will turn to me like Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam, and as a result of their turning towards me with dua, I will also send help and I will save them. وَذَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ. And remember Zakariya alayhi salam, when he also called his Rabb, لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا. O Allah, do not leave me alone. Give me child. Give me a child. And the Mufassirin have stated that when Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam was making this dua, his age was 120. At the age of 120, he is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kaf ha ya ain sad dhikru rahmati rabbika abdahu Zakariya idh nada rabbahu nida'an khafiyya. He called his Rabb quietly, very quietly. Because he was 120 years old. So he was feeling shy. That if I say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, grant me a child, what will the young people say? Quietly. But he had trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of any resource. He can fulfill a need of his servant without resources. I am old. My wife is old. Inni wahanal azmu minni. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّاسُ شَيْبًا وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُوَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيَّ. Whenever I have called you before, you always accepted my prayer. And you always granted me whatever I asked from you. So I have not lost hope in you. Allah says, at the age of 120, when Zakariya turned towards me, and he asked me for a child, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَا. We accepted his call. We answered his call. And we granted him يَحْيَا. And he did not say, oh Allah, grant me a child. No. There were so many conditions attached. فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّا يَرِسُنِي وَيَرِسُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبِ وَجْعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيَّا. He said, oh Allah, the child you give me has to be a male. And he also has to be a Nabi. Allahu Akbar. So he is asking for a child at the age of 120 with so many conditions, that the child has to be male, the child has to be pleasing in your eyes, and the child has to be a Nabi. He has to be the inheritor of Yaqub and the children of Yaqub. The legacy of Nubuwa must follow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Zakariya, O Zakariya, Inna nubashiruka bi ghulam. We are giving you glad tidings of a son, Ismuhu Yahya, whose name will be Yahya. So the lesson we need to learn from this discourse is that in every circumstance of our life, we will first turn to Allah and thereafter the means. First turn to Allah and thereafter the resources. So first turn to Allah, then turn to resources, and whilst turning to the resources and after turning to the resources and whilst utilizing the resources, we will continue to turn to Allah and ask Him to guide us to the correct resources and to put effectiveness in the resources. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that if you need to mend your shoe or your sleeper, then the resource is, the mean is the cobbler. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, before going to the cobbler, turn to Allah. Before going to the cobbler, turn to Allah. Because it is only Allah knows whether you will be able to reach the cobbler or not. It is only Allah who knows whether when you reach the cobbler is there or not. Because Allah controls the cobbler. So minutest things, those things which we are 100% sure about, that yes, I know this is going to happen, it's very easy, no, turn to Allah. Because if Allah wills, He can make it not happen. And even if it happens, and if it is decreed to happen, if we don't turn to Allah, we have made a loss in the akhirat. And if we turn to Allah, we have made profit in the akhirat. So always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in every matter, say insha'Allah. Insha'Allah, I'm going to do this. Insha'Allah, I will do this. If Allah wills. Trust in Allah. If Allah wills. If Allah wills. If Allah wills. Despite feeling 100% confident that no, I can do this. It's going to happen. It happens every day. It's been happening for the last 1 year. No. Always say insha'Allah. Anything that we are to do in the future, always say insha'Allah. 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 And in our day-to-day matters, let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even in small matters, let us learn to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In big matters, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We come to the masjid, we perform 2 rakah, salatul hajah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help. But small matters, no. Even in small matters, before getting up from this place, one should say, within his heart, he should turn to Allah and say, oh Allah, whatever I have heard today, make me practice, make me implement it. And oh Allah, make me reach my home safely. When you get in the car, oh Allah, save me from every mishap. When you are about to enter the home, oh Allah, once I enter the home, let me see everybody in a happy state. When you are going to the shop, oh Allah, take me to the shop safely. Oh Allah, the things I want to buy from the shop, make them available for me. Give me good items, oh Allah. Do not let anybody cheat me. Ask even the smallest things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I'm going to the doctor. Make me go to the right doctor. And oh Allah, give the doctor the ability to understand my illness. Oh Allah, give him the ability to diagnose correctly and to prescribe correctly. Even in small matters, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This way, my friends, we will feel the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. We will feel the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Nobody can solve our problems except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. O my messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when my servants ask you about me, that where is Allah? Say that I am near. فَإِنِّي قَرِيب. Tell them I am near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَان. I answer the call of the person who calls me. Every person has a direct line. Yes, we should ask other people also to make dua for us because it is sunnah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also used to tell other people to make dua for him. It is sunnah. It is sunnah to ask other people to make dua for us. It is sunnah, and it is from the etiquette to make, ask our elders to make dua for us, our parents, our teachers, our mashayikh, the pious people in the community. Yes, but nowadays, dua mayad. The person who writes dua mayad doesn't even feel that I'm asking somebody to make dua for me. It's just become a customary thing. Remember me in your dua. Make dua for me. And we ask so many people to make dua for us, but we ourselves don't turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many people who are misled by shaitan into thinking that I'm very sinful. Please you make dua for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to all. All, he listens to everybody. Yes, maybe some people's duas are more acceptable than the others. But repent. If you feel that you have made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unhappy, then say sorry to him. Make istighfar, make tawbah. And become worthy of being accepted in his court. If you do not become worthy of being acceptable in his court, and you continue asking other people to make dua for you, how will their dua be acceptable for you? We should also make dua. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ud'uni yastajib lakum. Ask from me, call me, and I will answer your call. I will accept your prayers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, the gist of which is that a believer's dua is always accepted. Allah always answers the prayer of the believer. The result of that acceptance may be seen tomorrow, it may be seen after a few months, after a few years, it is definitely accepted. Sometimes Allah gives us what we have asked for. Sometimes Allah removes a difficulty from our path as a result of that dua that we had made. So let's say we asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I am in need of 50 pounds, grant me 50 pounds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed that loss that was going to come towards us, which would have costed us 50 pounds. So Allah gives us 50 pounds through another means, and we don't realize. And sometimes if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to honor this servant more, then he will neither grant him anything here, nor save him from any loss here. Allah will save that dua for the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him rewards of that dua in the hereafter. Dua is always accepted. So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah from now, we will connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through dua. Dua is a means of a person feeling the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person building his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and dua is a means of a person becoming the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما عاتيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان وجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك واجعل موتنا في بلد رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك وعشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك ونبيك ونعوذ بك من شر ما عاذ به عبدك ونبيك اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونسألك أن تجعل كل قضاء قضيته لنا خيرا ورشدا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.